In Perek Dalet, chapter 4, in Shoftim, so the Navi tells us that unfortunately, Klal Yisrael continued this pattern of behavior, where after the death of a Shofet, they lapsed back into their previous evil ways, and as a result, HaKadosh Baruch Hu delivered them into the hands of Yavin, the king of Canaan. Yavin had a tyrannical general, a man by the name of Sisera, who was incredibly oppressive towards the Jewish people. At the same time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael calls out, and the Ribbono Shel Olam appoints for them a new Shofet. I guess Shofetes, a woman by the name of Devorah. Devorah, Isha Neviah, Eshes Lapido. She was a Shofet, a judge for Klal Yisrael. And with her, she goes to a man by the name of Barak. So Bush tells Barak that Yekadosh Baruch Hu wants you to lead the army against Sisera and defeat Sisera. Barak then turns to Devorah and he says to her as follows. He says, I will go to war. Actually, the exact lashon of the pasuk is pasuk has verse 8. Vayomer eleh Barak, im telcha imi, falachti, if you'll go with me, I'll go. V'im lo telcha imi, lo elech. But if you don't go with me, I won't go. So of course what Barak is saying, and understandably so, he's like, look, this is a tremendous undertaking, an overwhelming undertaking. He asked me to go up against what was probably the mightiest fighting force in the region, and we don't have really the resources to match that. If you'll come with me, I'll go, but if you're not coming with me, I'm not going. And Devorah says, okay, Vatomer, she says, Haloch Elechimach, I'll go with you. Efes kilo siatifartucha la derech asha'ata holech. But just know, the glory is not going to be yours. Rather, who will the glory to? Kibiat isha yimkor Hashem and Sisera. It'll be a woman, ultimately, who will defeat Sisera. Now we go to the end of the parak, and we know that it was Yael who ends up killing Sisera. And the commentaries are quite fascinating about this. What's the nature of this exchange? And a number of the different mafarshim point out that what Devorah was telling to Barak was, Barak, the victory could have been yours. Could have been yours. Had you decided to rise to the occasion and take decisive action. But now that you essentially said, well, I, Barak, I'll go to war if you, Devorah, come with me. If you don't come with me, I'm not going. So, okay, that's fine, I'll go with you. But just understand the victory is not going to be yours. The victory is going to go to someone else. And what a tremendous and overwhelming mussar that, you know, sometimes we're called upon to take dynamic activity, dramatic action. And, you know, we're looking, it's like, who's going? Who's coming along? Who's coming with? Right? I'll do it, but I don't want to do it alone. That's not the way that greatness in life works. When you're presented with an opportunity, very often that opportunity demands that you go at it alone. And don't be afraid, because you know what? The way it works in life is big risk, big reward. And sometimes it may be a bit unnerving and it may be intimidating to go at things yourself. But if you're going to spend your life kind of waiting to see, you know, who else is getting on board, who else is getting on the wagon, you know, who else is going ahead and following me, you miss out on so many dramatic opportunities. And more than that, you miss out on your opportunity to partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be his shaliach, to be his agent in doing something dramatic and amazing. The victory could have belonged to Barak. Had he chosen to answer the call, rise up with or without Devorah. If Devorah's telling him to do it, it means he's going to be successful. But because he needed to say, I'll go if you go, therefore Devorah says, okay, you'll be successful, but the success will not be yours. Don't be afraid to go at things alone in life. Don't be afraid to lead the charge, because as unnerving, as intimidating as it may be, there is great glory and great success for those who are willing to exercise initiative, leadership, and lead the charge.